Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Rappahannock Rotary has their pancake feast on Saturday, and that is what we're going to talk about this morning. John Coker here, Roy Stroll is here, and Ed Evers is here this morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Ted.
Ed, I would not have known about this, I don't think, and you did a show on this a couple of years, well, it's been a few years ago when you hosted this show, and I can't even remember who you brought in, but you did a whole show on this, so I should just turn it over to you and let you go. This is a long time and a really big event for Rotary and for the area.
We started it many, it's more than 30 years ago, and it has grown fantastically well. It's a packed house. We've enlarged it to include specialty pancakes that I'm known for making for the kids with the various shapes and sizes with chocolate chips and red hots for eyes and belly buttons and what have you. I did take a whipped cream pie one year from one of our members in the face, on camera. But other than that, it really has grown. We have Santa Claus, and John can tell you probably as much, if not more, than I can. He's more closely involved this year than I am.
This, John, over 30 years, this has been going on. I guess you guys the Rotary has really perfected how to pull this off.
It's our 33rd year, and I'm sure Roy will probably talk about our first fundraising event leading up to when he was president. And then my year, we started the pancake affair. 33 years we've been doing it. Started off at St. George's Church and in the basement there. And then we used to have, as me and Roy and Ned will know, that we used to have our milk, everything outside. We used to put it up because there wasn't enough refrigerator space. We used to store it outside the refrigerator, our church windows.
Yeah.
And then from there then we progressed to the Baptist Church, Fredericksburg Baptist Church downtown. And we also still use St. George's for takeout orders, which we can talk about in a little bit. So
okay. It's
grown 33 years. It's our 33rd. This is our 32nd year of pancakes, our 33rd year of Rotary.
So to get in on Saturday, I guess if you're at Fredericksburg Baptist Church, are you using the Caroline Street
Correct.
Entrance?
Yes.
That's
Correct.
Where that's
right.
where you, where you right. get that's in. Right. It's from 8 to 5.
Right, all day.
And that's a lot of pancakes.
A lot of pancakes. I'm not sure. Ed's a flipper of the pancakes, and I'm not sure how many we flip, but yes, a lot of pancakes.
There are days that if you can picture two sides of the grill, we can put about 30 pancakes on each side, and there have been times that I can get 30 on the grill and flip immediately, and by the time I flip them all over once, I'm taking them back off again, and to stay with the crowds is really a challenge.
Wow.
But it's fun. It's enjoyable. You get to see a whole lot of nice people from the community. The kids are really super. You get some face painting. You get their... They get to meet Santa Claus, mm-hmm. and it's a really good family affair.
Well, and John, this is the kind, and any of you can jump in on this, but this is the kind of event that really makes Fredericksburg. There's just a great small town feel to this.
It started. Our idea of starting this was to capitalize on the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
So we had to come everybody downtown for shopping. And then everyone come to have pancakes, and then the parade, that used to be at 6 o'clock, I think it used to start. Now it's at 5:30. So we used to time it. It was kind of a time together for the parade and our pancake day and shopping downtown. So, yeah, community affair. It's exploded, like Ed has said, to over, we serve over 1,000 people, and it's a wonderful downtown affair.
So, Roy, how'd this all get started?
Well, it's actually kind of embarrassing. Our first fundraiser was a loser. We had a friend of ours that lived downtown. We decided we were going to team up with the
candlelight
tour for the houses.
Yeah, okay.
The idea was that we would serve sausage biscuits and coffee and hot cider out on the street near each of the homes.
That sounds like a good idea.
It was a good idea.
It's a very good idea.
Long-lasting.
Thanks, Ted.
We thought it was a good idea, So
too.
Far, I'm thinking this that's is right. really...
We had hot chocolate, too.
We had hot chocolate.
Oh, there's not. This is sounding right. better as we talk.
But then the Saturday rolled around, and it was 74 degrees, and nobody wanted to drink the hot chocolate or the hot coffee or the sausage biscuit. Ted, I am not exaggerating when I tell you this. We had members taking sausage biscuits home and freezing them, and they would eat them for the better part of 4 months. Our Rotary Club for at least 3 months. We had sausage biscuits for our breakfast.
Every meeting.
Every meeting.
Every meeting.
And it's still at the end of it all. We've lost money. We didn't lose a lot, but we certainly didn't make any money.
The fact that John just calmly said you were going to describe the beginning of this shows me that you still are being ribbed about this all these years later.
No. Did you get on there? So
Roy was our first president. That's what came. And then I was the second president. And then I was in a Danville Rotary Club, Danville, Kentucky, and they did this at their Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I brought this back to our club. And the second year, we had the pancake, and I think it was pretty successful. Yeah. We at least made money versus the first year.
I'm sure you came along in anybody's idea. Yeah. Was going to be accepted.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, when we started, we all brought our home electric grills,
right.
And we're causing breakers to break because everybody had their home electric grill. But we've graduated now, so
yeah, we're big really time well. Now.
Big time, big time now.
That is so interesting. But what is timing? If it had been 30 degrees,
we'd have made money hand.
We're talking
fist.
Hot. We're talking ham biscuits right now.
Right now, we're talking.
We're not talking about pancakes.
That's right. We would not even be talking pancakes.
Absolutely.
And you would be a hero right
I
now.
I would, but no, I live in ignominy.
He's a hero now.
That is a great story on the start of this, yeah. But 33 years I'm sure you've got. I mean, you. That's the kind of thing of where kids are bringing kids who came as kids are now coming back.
We do hear that every once in a while. Where you know this is my daughter. I sat on Santa's knee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year we had several of those. It is charming when it happens.
And people come at certain times. Some people come in the early shift to eat pancakes. Yeah. Some people come at noon, and some people do like we hope come before the parade.
Yeah.
So people come at different times, and they've done it all these 32 years.
Yep.
We have three shifts, morning shift. I'm doing the mid-morning. I think John is doing the opening. I'm doing the mid-morning shift, and Roy is doing the closer. Yep. We'll have probably 20 Rotarians on each shift minimum just to cover the grill and serving. I enjoy getting out with the groups, sitting at a table, taking a little pancake break myself in the middle, and you get a chance to talk to the kids, ones that are eating the pancakes and having a great time with their folks.
Yeah.
It really is a nice community event.
And Ted, it's one of our, for the Rotary Club of our 120 members, it's one of those we ask all hands on deck. We like to have everybody help do this. And I think that's one of the most meaningful things to most of us is everybody gets to work with each other. And that's kind of the Rotarian spirit.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Rotarian spirit and talk about Rappahannock Rotary when we come back. John Coker here, Roy Stroll is here, and Ed Evers is here. It is the Pancake Feast this Saturday, 8 to 5 at Fredericksburg Baptist Church. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Let's think about customers.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Rappahannock Rotary Club this morning, and for the 33rd year coming up this Saturday at Fredericksburg Baptist Church, it is the Pancake Feast that Rappahannock Rotary does, 8 to 5 all day. I guess, can you just show up, and do you need to have tickets in advance, or you can just walk up?
Either way.
You can buy tickets
all,
at the
all members have them
okay.
for sale, and they're also available at the door. You don't need to RSVP. You can just show up, and... We'll have folks will get you to a table as quickly as possible, and you'll actually be served. And it's all you can eat.
All you can eat. And yes, I guess you have different kinds of syrup and that kind of thing.
You got syrup, you got pancakes, you got sausages, you got cooked apples, juice and coffee.
Okay.
And it's all for one single price of $6.
Well, that's
tremendous deal.
What a deal.
Tremendous deal. Well, and kids, I make the pancakes.
I think children under five are free, I think, isn't it?
Children under five are free. That's right.
Boy. Yeah. So this is a fundraiser. Let's talk a little bit about Rappahannock Rotary. For those who aren't aware of it, talk about Rappahannock Rotary and when you meet. I mean, and you're really this. You're involved in the community.
This is our 33rd year of Rappahannock Rotary. We've met in many different places throughout our tenure, 33 years. And we meet every Wednesday morning, 7:15 to 8:30 at the Fredericksburg Baptist Church. We've grown from 20 members, of which Ed, Roy, and myself are charter members, but from 20 members to now we have
123
men and ladies of our club. And we meet, we have a program each week, and then we have some little small business talkings, announcements, and then a program, and then we're usually done at 8:30. So we're a service organization.
Yeah.
And we do things for the community, and we've done many things to help the community. Our pancake money will go to many different, over the years, from Hope House to MICA to hospital services we've helped with that. So our money goes, that's the purpose of doing what we do, is for helping the community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and obviously, we do, all three of you, as charter members, this is something, Roy, that you all passionately believe in, and have stuck with it, and I'm sure had a lot of laughs.
Yeah, I was lucky, like as John was. He had indicated that he had belonged to a club out in Danville, Kentucky. I had belonged to one in Abingdon, Virginia, before I moved to Fredericksburg, and I had been a Rotarian there for 4 or 5 years, I think. And it clicks for me. It gives me a chance to be involved in the community, meet lots of folks that I might not otherwise meet, but also give back. That to me is very important. One of the things that we haven't mentioned in all of our conversation about our meetings, we have a good time. We really do try to emphasize, while we're serious about a lot,
yeah,
we also try to have some laughs. And we used to have Ed do jokes. They were just terrible jokes. And so it gave us an opportunity to make fun of Ed, but at his expense, we have all come up with a lot of good stuff.
Well, I was fined regularly for the quality of joke that I presented.
Oh, you got fined for the quality of your joke.
Roy handles what they call a happy pot. And the happy pot, usually you get a chance if you want to brag about something or you've had something in your life that you want to let everyone know about. But then he also has a tendency to come in and fine you for something that was not quite positive in your life.
And so in your case, it was jokes.
The jokes, somewhere.
That was, Ted, that was ongoing. I mean, it wasn't a case of just every once in a while. All of his jokes were terrible.
We've got a number of folks that have tried jokes in the past. Rob Billingsley, one of our other members, would ask for submissions of jokes to him. And he would choose to read at least one of them at one of the meetings. And then if it was a riddle and you had to get an answer, he would give out a raffle ticket to the winner. So you get a chance to draw for prizes.
Yeah.
But he was fined pretty regularly for the quality of his jokes also.
Well, there are people that can tell a joke and some that can't.
That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's what's fun about it. I mean, you can tell right away. I mean, the two, three have been involved in this and have a good time. And that's what's really great.
We have one of the Rotaries is the four-way test. And we add a fifth one, is it fun? So many people, when they come to programs, they realize this is 7:15 in the morning and these men and ladies are having, you know, such a good time at this time of the day.
Yeah.
So that's really... that speaks well for our club and the members in it.
Yeah. We've had guests that have come in and they said, I don't know how you guys can be so alive and really rolling this early in the morning. But that's the way we've been. We all have many years of perfect attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that 25 category, and you guys are both beyond me.
Yeah, Roy's like 37 or 38. I'm one year behind Roy. So all the...
And that's perfect attendance, meaning we've either made our own meeting or a makeup meeting somewhere every week for all of these years.
Wow.
In the world, you know, you can make a most countries have a Rotary Club, and we usually try to make up there if we can, and which we do.
And the great thing about making up overseas is it gives you a great opportunity to be involved also in a way that you might not otherwise, just walking down the streets or being part of a tour group. If you're at a Rotary meeting, they're going to take you in.
Yeah.
And
my wife and I were on a cruise several years ago with another Rotarian, and doing South America from Chile around to Buenos Aires. And we advertised in the bulletin a service club meeting. And it turned out we had over 40 members on board this cruise ship from all over the world.
Yeah.
And the conversations, we were only going to be there for maybe a half an hour with a cup of coffee. We wound up bringing wine, and we stayed for almost 2 hours talking about Rotary around the world. And it was absolutely fantastic to see so many people with the same ideals, the same goals and objectives. Yeah. And it was fantastic. Rotary is truly a worldwide organization.
Boy, I'll say, what a great testimony that is. Yeah.
In Rotary worldwide, their big project since 1987 is wiping out polio, eradicating polio. So they have a saying, we're just this close. There's only three countries now. There were some cases last year, Pakistan, India, and Nigeria. So there were like 200-some cases last year. So that's been Rotary's big push. And now we're into peace and also water, other avenues to try to help people in the world.
Well, and Roy, just like you mentioned, it gives you a chance to meet people you might not otherwise meet. You all have been involved in the community for years, but this just Rotary's helped you expand that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When I hit town, that's one of the first things I looked up. I attended the evening club meetings for, I guess, my first 3 months in town, and was approached by one of their members to see about expanding into a second club in town. And that's actually how we got started. Mm-hmm. This was in 85. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, I was looking at the same time. I was a former Rotarian from Fort Ann, New York, only for maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I blew out my knee and I had to look for another job. And coming down here, I checked out a number of other civic and fraternal type organizations to be a part of the community. And then when I got my phone call from these guys, let's meet at the Hot Shops and let's see if we can form another club. And that's the start. And as you see, we're still friends after 33 years. So
yeah.
What?
Well, we're not really friends. But
wait, no, there's Hot Shops. I mean, there's a name of a place, from long gone.
Yeah. Well, then we saw Hot Shops, and then we went to Kenmore Inn. Then we went to a place which used to be Brock's. Was it called Brock's then? I don't remember.
It wasn't Brock's.
Riverside.
Riverside
Grill or something. Then we went to a place called Arbuckle's.
Yeah.
Which is now Don Macho's.
Don Macho's.
Yeah.
And then for the last 15, 16, 17 years, we've been at the Baptist Church.
So. And that works out well for the church because the money that they receive from us, we pay for our breakfast, and the money goes to their mission fund.
Okay.
So it actually, we're contributing to a good cause as well, and they give us a nice meeting space with good food for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Wait, 120 some members. It sounds like Rappahannock Rotary is a healthy and growing club.
It's very vibrant, and a lot of new members, a lot of younger members we're getting, which is attracting, which is nice, and it's a wonderful opportunity to meet new people. Most of my dear friends are in Rotary, mm-hmm. and maybe Ed's and Roy's also. And so it just it's a win-win for everything. Win for the community, win for our Rotary Club, win for Rotary. So
this entire district, we are the largest club now out of the 54 clubs in this district. We've grown to even outpace Alexandria, no less.
Right. Wow.
You know, I've overlooked something. In all of the presentation that we've made about Pancake Day, I have not mentioned our arch organizer, Dave Pierce. Mm-hmm. We got to put a plug in for Dave Pierce. He's very active at the Baptist Church. He's very active in the Rotary Club, and mm-hmm. he is the one, literally from the very beginning when we first started going to the church, mm-hmm. To use it for our Pancake Day. He has been pretty much there mm-hmm. a full day.
Yes,
And he does a great job for us. And, you know, kudos to Dave Pierce.
Yeah, he's a member of that church, and he knows the ins and outs of things that we that don't go to that church know about. So he's been very, very instrumental in our success.
And he keeps track of the manpower and makes sure that we have enough people on each shift to cover each function. And he assigns us to various functions. I've tried to get out of the kitchen so I get a chance to meet the folks outside. Yeah. And he said, Ed, you got to work the grill because nobody else wants to. Anyway.
And no one, and we want you to work the grill and no one wants to hear your jokes.
Well, that's probably true.
Ted, well done.
Just looking across, Ted, what do you call a group of rabbits walking backwards?
I don't know.
Receding hairline.
Is there any way can you find him?
You can tell why he would have been fined.
Exactly. Yes, I can. Ed Evers here this morning. Roy Stroll here this morning. John Coker here this morning. We are talking Rappahannock Rotary Club and the Pancake Feast this weekend. Much more coming up. Town Talk financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Rappahannock Rotary, our focus this morning, and their Pancake Feast coming up this Saturday, the day of the downtown parade from 8 to 5 at Fredericksburg Baptist Church. You'll get in through the Caroline Street entrance to Fredericksburg Baptist. Ed Evers here, John Coker here, Roy Stroll they're all here this morning with Rappahannock Rotary. You were talking when we started, Ed, about just your pancakes and your Roy, you told me I'm supposed to ask for the Mickey.
The Mickey.
I used to do designer pancakes when we had a little more time. I'd make them like Mickey Mouse and put chocolate chips or Red Hots in for eyes. And it got to a point that we were busy enough now on the grills that it takes two of us just to keep flipping, just to try to keep up with the crowds. But the pancakes are delicious. But if you want to, I'll make a special one for you if you come in there.
Just any pancake from you, Ed, would be.
I'm supposed to be the second shift, so I presume I'll work the grill. David Pierce will have me assigned to the grill most likely.
Because he's known for pancakes, one year he missed, maybe one of the few times he missed, and somebody made him a pancake, and we happened to send him some via the mail. And so at home while he was sick, I want to make sure he's part of our years of pancake.
Can you picture that poor postal worker? Do you have anything edible in this package? Oh, no, it's not edible. It's a pancake.
My fingers were crossed.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that.
Came in the mail. I'll tell you, it was nasty by the time it got to me.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm sure you didn't. I hope you didn't eat it.
No. But I did thank John.
John, you mentioned a little bit earlier that there's, besides the pancakes, you've got face painting going on and just some things, I guess, to entertain the kids who were there.
Yeah, we have that face painting and Santa Claus is there. And then also throughout the years, we've had choirs come. Hmm. We've sold different types of cakes and we've done everything there to try to promote our Rotary Club and to raising money. This year, timing is going to be baseball is coming to Fredericksburg, and so at the same 11 o'clock, I think at the museum they're going to be signing up people for the baseball. But a lot of the owners are going to be coming to our pancake for their first time coming to the pancake feast.
How great is that?
So this Saturday, so that'll be fun. Then I've been in contact with them. They're going to have some flyers there. We're going to pass those out, so it'll be their first introduction to our Rotary Pancake Feast. So my point is that our pancake has been utilized many ways to promote the Rotary, have people selling things, so it's been beneficial to all concerned.
I would think that even the downtown businesses would be happy to have this around, just because it gets families down there, and
precisely,
and then you've got a place where you can a family place to eat there, and then spend some time downtown.
As long as people are mindful of parking, as Roy mentioned, of parking, just be mindful where you park so you're not stuck there through the parade,
or you don't want to get your car towed when they do that in the afternoon. I can imagine some of the early years, especially before this. I could see you get there early in the morning. You're not thinking about later in the day, exactly. And then you try to get out. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get home that second year. Oh Lord, forgot all about the parking issue.
Need to make friends with local businesses that have parking in their backyard somewhere.
Yeah. Well, this event again speaks so highly, John, of Rotary and what you provide the community. You mentioned the money goes to the few nonprofits you named that you're helping out.
Right, it goes to many different agencies, and then it's a hospital, Hope House, MICA. We've bought many things for people that are in need.
You just mentioned baseball. We had a meeting about 3 months ago out at the ballpark. Sunshine Ballpark. And got a chance to meet some of the folks that are involved in bringing baseball to Fredericksburg. And they were excited about our being there at the Sunshine Park. So
we have such a myriad of members with so many different businesses. We've got connections pretty much all over the entire community.
Yeah.
We try to, in our membership, have a diverse population as members. There's a couple of us related to law enforcement. There are some in the medical field, the dental field, academics, real estate, banking, you name it. We've got them in the club. And that really gives a good base to work the community really well.
Yeah, and Rotaries is kind of a classification system. We like to have people with certain classifications in real estate, banking, and ministerial. And so there's all walks of life can become Rotary members
One thing that we started doing here about a year or two ago was we call it an early morning toast. A member is assigned to look up information on an international club and present about a one-minute talk on that particular club. Doesn't matter where, but somewhere in the world. And one of the ones that I did was on the golf course, St. Andrews, in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
And I timed that one for the week when we were doing the golf tournament. Everybody does one with a different area, anywhere in the world. And it really gives you a good introduction to other clubs around the world as well.
And what they do, some of the projects they do that are very worthwhile for their community. So
there's a longstanding tradition in Rotary where most clubs have a little what is called a presentation banner. Mm-hmm. It's about 6x8, usually kind of silky, with some kind of a image and the name of the club on it. And when you make up or go visit a club, they'll frequently give one to you as a visitor. And then when you get back to Fredericksburg to attend our meeting, we'll make that as part of the toast sometimes, where we'll make a presentation and say, I made up in Basel, Switzerland, and here is the flag from the St. Joachim Club. But it's a lot of fun. It's an extension of that whole idea of being engaged and let people know that they appreciated that you were visiting them from another country or another city.
Well, my daughter was in Liberty, Missouri. She knew that I was coming out for a short visit. And she said, well, Dad, you can come visit my Rotary Club in town. I said, okay. So the night before, they gave Janet a golf shirt with their own logo on it. So the next morning, I looked at it, and it was a size small. Well, obviously, I can't get into a size small, so I didn't wear the Rotary shirt. So I get into a meeting, and I was introduced as the guest from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And I said, you're supposed to be wearing the Rotary shirt this morning. I said, well, I couldn't quite get into it. I was fined by their club for not wearing their shirt.
And wherever you go, you're fined.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it was in a good spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, the money goes for part of their fundraising. Mm-hmm. But it was that's the nature of the club. It's a fun organization, but we do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, which we haven't mentioned, pancake tickets and selling those. So each member is required to sell so many tickets. And maybe 20-some years ago, we divided up into teams. Ed was in charge. We were four teams. Ed had a team. What were you called, Ed?
The E-team.
E-team. Right. And, of course, I was called the Flippers. And so for 20-some years, I've been the Flipper captain. Ed was in charge of the E-team for many years. And so we have a team. We kind of have a little challenge about who sells and raises the most money. So that's been a fun way of doing that.
But you lie, though, John. I gave out.
My fingers are crossed.
I gave out aprons. I had a contact to do embroidered aprons.
I still have my apron. I was in the very first team of the E-team.
Yeah.
It has a wonderful horse embroidered.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
And it still has the logo on it. We were wonderful.
Oh, geez, I'm moved. I'm crying.
We beat John. John, see, I'm on John's team this year. I'm supposed to sell tickets.
And has he given you anything?
No.
I didn't think
Not absolutely
had.
Nothing. you would find a shirt. Or,
yeah.
I mean, I give aprons out to everybody.
If you get a shirt, John, for Ed, get a small.
That'd be fine. Well, we used to give out Flippers. I used to give out the Golden Flipper to whoever sold the most on the Flippers team. And it was a fun way for our club to banter back and forth and have fun during this pancake time.
To his credit.
He found the Flippers, by the way, at Goodwill.
to his credit, John Coker does, in fact, have a wide variety of outfits. He has a two-sided pancake, mm-hmm. and I'm not talking about just a small pancake that he wears. This is huge. It's a brown felt thing. It's got to be, 3 feet across mm-hmm. in circumference?
Will you wear that Saturday?
Tomorrow. I'll wear it tomorrow.
I'll wear it at the meeting.
I may wear it Saturday. I thought, because this may be my last year's team captain of Flippers.
And that's how he rallies his Flipper team.
Yeah, it's too worried. I can't hard to work with it because it's so cumbersome. But, tomorrow maybe. It has blueberry pancakes on the back.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you've got the pancake breakfast coming up on Saturday. Do you do any other fundraisers during the year?
Well, the pancake is our largest
fundraiser. That's your big one. That's
our big one. We used to be involved with the 4th of July and helping. We kind of helped start some of that, started that. And then now we've changed over to an April each year. We're having, Beach Fest each year. Right. And this is our third year, I believe, coming up.
Okay.
And we're changing we're going to be country music this year.
Right,
at the fairgrounds. So that'll be that's our second biggest one. And we'd like to have it be the biggest if everything goes.
Yeah.
So those are our two major fundraisers, the Pancake Day and the Beach Blast.
And the great thing about what we do is, we'll frequently get involved in something that we think will enhance the community. We started Bluemont,
mm-hmm.
Which unfortunately is kind of gone by the wayside here in town. But it was an important contribution to the community for moms and dads to have entertainment on a summer weekend at the athletic field at James Monroe. But we've done a number of things like that. We've helped with constructing the little town wall
mm-hmm.
At the garden market.
And at the museum. Fredericks Museum has our wall.
Right. Yep. We put the clock up out at Central or at
Eagle Village.
Okay.
And we like doing things for the community.
Well, and our club started the Scarecrows, Scarecrow
That's
Fest.
Right,
so we started that way. Those are some things that our club has initiated for our community.
We like to be a part of things. I think when I was looking for a club to belong, I wanted to have something where I could have a little sweat equity and actually be a part of the club, not just write a check for a function. I would prefer to be a part of it. That's what cooking the pancakes for me. It's great.
Yeah,
I totally enjoy it. It's not just a matter of buying some tickets or giving them out. I gave them out last year to a. I had parked my car and I'm walking to get here, and a woman had three kids in the car and they were not under five. A couple of them were under five, but several were over that. And I had my apron in my hand, and she said. Are you going to the Pancake Fest? Yes, ma'am. I'm one of the cooks. And she said, well, we're going to, we're really looking forward to everything. I said, well, do you have your tickets? And she said, no, you could tell she didn't have a lot. I said, well, let me give you a couple that I have in my pocket. I've already paid for these. Please enjoy them on me. And she was so happy to get those tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she couldn't afford the $6 or mm-hmm. maybe she would have had to purchase maybe three. But just to see the expression on her face, it was something that was worthwhile.
Yeah. Now, Ted, also, we've already talked about, but many like the turkey trot we just had. People like to go there. Families come together mm-hmm. and just congregate. And you asked me early on about the community. People meet. I'll meet you at the pancake day at 9 o'clock. Families come together with their yeah. kids, and that's for us members, and it's pretty cool to see.
Oh, totally. No, you think about it of all that you do, and you just some of the things you named, of what you contribute to the community. Where would this community be without Rotary? Yeah. Just the number of things that you continue to do.
And I will say also there are a number of Rotary clubs in our area. And so all of them are doing wonderful things.
Yeah.
So I just make sure for that.
Yeah. Yeah, the Stafford Rotary Club's getting ready to have Capital Steps, and we've been supporting them by selling their tickets at our meeting. And Ed just indicated he's going. We do try to be a kind of a self-supporting ourselves. We also try to lend a hand to the other clubs in the area.
Another thing it's all Rotary clubs in the area do, we distribute dictionaries to third grade students throughout the area, Stafford, Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg. And you think that the kids, why do they need dictionaries? But they all love getting the dictionaries, their first book. They haven't put their name in it. They keep it. So that's really, I know there's computers and iPads, but when they get the dictionaries, their yeah. own, it's like, wow. But all Rotary clubs do that, and we do that also.
And some of the letters we get back from the kids using some words out of that dictionary.
Yeah.
And it's shared. We put them on the table, so we get a chance to see how the kids are thinking.
Yeah. A couple of years ago at Pancake Day, we had a little boy. I don't remember where he was from, but he had received a dictionary and thanked, if I remember right, it was Dick Ayers.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, Tim, I'm failing to mention. One year for our pancake, we had a pancake eating contest.
Oh, that was so.
We had, I think, the city manager was there. We had other dignitaries.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why we haven't done that again, but it came down there. It was a packed crowd to watch that. And it's not like the 4th of July where Joey Chestnut pounds away at 72 hot dogs or at 78 hot dogs. We had, I forget what the record, how many somebody ate, but.
It was Tom.
Tom Zach?
Tom Zach.
Somebody, and then yeah. Phil Rodenberg did some. But anyway, we had a pancake eating, which was kind of a fun thing to do.
Saturday is the Pancake Feast at Fredericksburg Baptist Church. It's from 8 to 5. Rappahannock Rotary are the ones putting it on. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up with John Coker, Ed Evers, and Roy Stroll. And we'll talk again about some of the basics and what you can look forward to and why you'll want to get involved with the pancakes on Saturday right before the parade and all throughout the day. But you can be downtown and have pancakes this Saturday. Thanks to Rappahannock Rotary Club. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John Coker, Roy Stroll, and Ned Evers here this morning. Rappahannock Rotary, our focus, and the Pancake Feast going on Saturday, 8 to 5, Fredericksburg Baptist Church. You wanted to mention, Deacon Wealth Management gets mentioned here quite often, thanks to their sponsorship. And Daryl. Daryl, last time you were on,
yes, for Scarecrows,
communicated with you. He has not today.
It kind of concerns me a little bit. Daryl Barnes, of course, he's Deacon Wealth Management, but he's the fundraising committee chairman of our Rotary Club. And so he's done a wonderful job of that. And also, one more person I want to thank. Andy Lynn has done a wonderful job kind of coordinating things for our Rotary Club. Many people have done wonderful things. But Daryl, we've missed you calling in, Daryl. But so you'll probably know about that tomorrow at Rotary.
Yeah, Roy's made notes.
Yes.
But anyway, he's done a great job as our fundraising.
He may have done a great job, but he may have to be fined.
bring the dollars, Daryl.
He's just waiting for a text here, Daryl, and it didn't come.
That's right.
Again, I guess the 8 to 5 is when the pancakes are available on Saturday, and like you say, it's a family event. Bring your family. Bring your neighbors.
Tickets available at the door.
Rotarians will start coming at 6 o'clock. Well, Friday they'll be setting up the church lower level basement area for the family area for the Christmas trees and all that stuff. Our Rotarians will come at 6. People start lining up. They'll start queuing up at 8 o'clock, kind of like when Carl's is opening the first day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there'll be lining up, queuing up to come in there. We probably should have a picture of that, the first person's.
Yeah.
We'll be out there directing traffic. I mean, we have traffic control. It's that busy.
There'll be a queue up at the first shift at 8 o'clock, and 8 till 12 is usually the busy shift. 12 to 1 is busy. But then the end before the parade is also a busy time also to come. So be prepared for that, and parking, be mindful of that. So it's a wonderful family day, rain or shine, and come down and support the parade also.
Roy, what do you do because everyone else, I've heard what everyone else does on, what will you be doing on Saturday? Cooking, will you be doing pancakes?
Actually, I do a lot of service where we take them from the counter out to the tables where folks are sitting. That's usually what I do. I've been Santa 3 times. This time, I don't know what I'm doing, actually. A lot of times, we just make up the assignments as we go. You know, when we get there to see what we need to fill.
So. Now, Dave Pierce does a pretty good job of moving us around to fill whatever blanks he has in the schedule.
Ed's pancakes, Roy said what he does. He's been Santa. My job usually is keeping the syrup clean, clear syrup table clean, being kind of stocking the orange juice and the coffee and make sure there's cream and silverware. That's kind of my job. And I like to be out there just kind of seeing the people and greeting people.
Well, thank you all for this. This has been a really fun show. Thank you for what Rappahannock Rotary does.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Come on out on Saturday. Become part of this. Become part of this tradition with Rappahannock Rotary. John Coker, Roy Stroll, and Nate Evers. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
We will see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
That is it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.